prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means I'm going to be joined by my co-host, leader of the Blueprint Army, Coach Rob Regish, in just a moment to perform the Blueprint Power Hour. And then at the top of the second hour, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Nicholas Bousset and Dr. Anna Blumenthal-Perry to talk about oil or fat. We're going to talk about the differences in outcomes and what the body does with them. Very interesting discussion. Then we're going to change it up and talk about do differences in fructose to glucose ratios impact reward-related behavior. We hear that food manufacturers produce foods so that people become almost addicted to them. We're going to understand the differences between these ratios and what they do with Dr. Francesco Leary. But first, my co-host and the leader of the Blueprint Army, Rob Regish. How are you, Coach Rob Regish?
I'm doing great, thanks. The knee's still hurting, but we're staying positive here. Things are coming along.
Yeah, that's the important thing. You know, this is a lifelong process. There's going to be little hiccups here and there that take you off the road, but you do get back on the road, and you always have your compass fixed on your goal. So you shouldn't worry when there's little hiccups, so to speak, because you'll get past them and you'll move on.
Amen.
Yeah. So anyway, do you have anything you want to announce before we start answering questions?
Nothing to pimp this week. CoachRobRegish.com did get a fresh coat of paint, and very shortly we will have new blog and podcast material up.
Yeah, it looks great, by the way. It really,
yeah,
really looks
thank
great.
You. Yeah, thanks. So
CoachRobRegish.com.
Appreciate it.
The first question comes from Seth Resco. He says, greetings, mate. So I'm assuming he's from Australia or New Zealand. Or maybe the UK. I was wondering what the best thermogenic was that you've ever used. Heard you mention the difference between thermogenics and pre-workouts on another show. First time I've thought about it like that. While we're at it, what's the best pre-workout?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm glad someone finally wrote about this because the market likes to confuse the two. Thermogenics are, or should be, designed to burn fat. Pre-workouts, on the other hand, should be designed to boost strength. Period. End of story. The problem is that supplement companies themselves, or the people that formulate for them, don't know the difference.
It's funny, right? They don't know that.
It's insane. You know, either that or they don't care. I can't decide which is worse. Now, what should be obvious to them and consumers alike is that most, but not all of the ingredients are applicable. In fact, some are counterproductive. Now, there are exceptions like caffeine, right? When it's not habitually consumed, caffeine can burn fat and increase strength. But after that, their argument really starts to fall apart. Hands down, the best fat burner I have come across in this business is 25 milligrams of ephedra alkaloids, ephedra, not ephedrin, plus 250 milligrams of mixed methyl xanthines from yerba mate, along with 25 milligrams of forskolin three times a day. Ephedra and not ephedrin because it lasts longer. It doesn't result in as rapid a rise and fall in energy levels, and in general, it's easier on the system. Yerba mate, and not caffeine, because caffeine is just one of three methyl xanthines, the other two being theobromine and theophylline, and they've got a lot to offer themselves in the way of fat loss. In fact, there's a very interesting study out there that looked at dozens of these plants looking at fat loss, not weight loss, fat loss, and when the dust settled, only yerba mate stood the test. So, like ephedra, it results in a much smoother rise and fall in energy levels. Now, forskolin, Why force go on? Because not only is it synergistic with beta agonists like ephedrine, it leads to even greater body recomposition effects, and it tends to lower blood pressure, which, let's face it, ephedrine and caffeine can raise in some people. And when you're on extended diet, your test levels are going to tank. It actually helps your test levels. Now, you can find some quality suggestions on that Forskolin and other products over at my website under About Coach Rob. Coach Rob recommends, then supplements. As far as the best pre-workout, has yet to be made, but I'll tell you what, I'm working on it. And it's likely going to incorporate a moderate amount of stims, heavier on the aminos and other things that light up the central nervous system, and some nootropics that improve the mind-muscle connection. You'd be more in control of your mind and body, which is a prerequisite for lifting heavy weights, right? The problem is two of the ingredients I want to use, once again, are not quote-unquote stock items. And the labs are, frankly, they're afraid to work with them, right? And they're all expensive. It will, however, result in an immediate increase of anywhere between 10% and 20% of your one rep max, with a corresponding increase in your total tonnage work. So more to come on that, Seth, if and when the labs can get their act together.
Ed Jablonski says, I'm in pain, and a lot of it, hips, knees, shoulders, back, elbows, you name it, they hurt. Played football most of my adult life in one form or another. Add heavy weight training and advancing age, and you get me. I feel really crippled. You know, I gotta agree with this too. I mean, I'll be glad to share a story of my own. So far, the only thing I've found that works in high doses is Advil. Yeah, gotta find something better. I can get stronger RX drugs, but I know they really don't help. I did get my doctor to give me cortisone injections. Bad move. And those made it feel fantastic. I'm 44 and want to lift heavy again. Any tips?
Yeah, join the club. There's too much going on here to know, for example, if medical attention of some sort is required. Frankly, if it was ever sought or it's currently needed. There are some things that just aren't going to go away, right, like torn tendons. There's nothing I can suggest that'll just regrow a new tendon. That'd have to be surgically reattached. But for the moment, let's assume things aren't that bad. First thing you want to do, in my opinion, is find a good chiropractor. Now, I know I keep hammering this point, but go once a week, you know. If you have insurance, it won't kill you, and it may very well help you. And while you're there, ask if they also address any sort of soft tissue injuries. Oftentimes these places will have a sports medicine arm to them that'll help with your tendonitis, bursitis, etc. if you've got it. It sure beats running from one place to another. Next, I think you need to ask yourself this question. It goes along the lines of what we were discussing earlier. What movements can you do, right, without pain? Don't be like most people and just gloss over this. You need to go in, try an exercise, and write it down with the goal of walking out with a list of 6 to 10 movements for the upper and lower body you can work with. Now, when I ask people this question, I usually get 2 to 4 exercises maybe that they're just recalling from memory, and frankly, that's not even close to enough. Even if you can't find one that doesn't cause pain, there's always an easier variation of an exercise that doesn't. There are a lot of guys that can't bench heavy anymore. However, give them a set of dumbbells and have them use a pronated or palms turn inward grip, and they can do it. Likewise, even guys that can't do that, some of them can do push-ups, right, with a closed medium or wide grip. Virtually anyone can perform push-ups against a wall without pain. And if you're hurting that bad, start there. Because if you don't start somewhere, you're going to wind up where you're at right now. Once you've got those assembled, you need to settle on a progression scheme. I would suggest the double progression method, whereby you start with a small number of easy reps as an entry level in an exercise, up the reps, and once you reach what you feel is a progression standard, transition to a more difficult exercise variation, right? At which point the cycle starts over. You lower the reps again and build them up. The book Convict Conditioning is gold in learning that method, in my opinion, and with a little ingenuity, you can apply it to weights. Finally, I would stay the hell away from cortisone injections. They only work, so to speak, to dull the pain, at which point you feel good, right? So you go in and you work harder, which makes the injury worse.
Yeah.
Ditto for the Advil and the other NSAIDs that athletes seem to live on. Just ditch them. They're liver toxic, and they do nothing to actually heal, right, the injury. Something that does, well, there are a couple things in my opinion. Cesis quadrangularis, either a 5 to 10% extract, and our old friend curcumin. Now, with respect to cesis, it's an Indian herb. It's been used in Ayurvedic medicine for thousands of years. For some reason, the lower percentage extracts of cesis work better on injuries, up to about the 10% threshold, 5 to 10%. The higher percentage extracts, not so much. I wish I could tell you why. I just don't know. With respect to curcumin, curcumin is the active in the spice turmeric. You'll see it in your supermarket aisle. The problem here is twofold. Most turmeric is just 2 to 6% curcumin by weight. And curcumin suffers from very poor bioavailability. So let me give you the breakdown, the rough and tumble real world rules. If your turmeric is brown, it's likely next to worthless because, at least for pain relief, because curcumin is bright orange. And since that suffers from poor bioavailability, manufacturers have tried combining it with everything. I've seen phosphatidylcholine, piperine, fats, et cetera, et cetera. What I was excited to read about, one of your sponsors, Metacurcumin.
Yeah, RevGenetics. They make a great product.
What blew my mind was each 10 milligram serving equal to 2 grams?
No, 23 grams.
Wow.
Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, a 2-capsule dose is equal to 23 grams of curcumin.
Wow.
And it's standardized for the curcumoids, this product. It's amazing.
Wow. Curcumin, you know, I can't say enough about it. I never truly appreciated it until I was in this much pain, right? I turned 45 and everything starts falling apart. I was going the Advil route, but I knew that wasn't the answer. So, I come across curcumin, and I got to tell you, I've got 4 or 5 bottles of different curcumin formulas here, and I'm going to get myself a bottle of Metacurcumin, because whatever you think of nutritional supplements, this is one that not only works, but it has almost an immediate effect. Like, I was shocked. When I went from taking Advil to curcumin, I thought to myself, well, curcumin, it might work as well, but it's going to take a little longer to kick in.
Right.
No. You know, I mean, it works as fast and better than acetaminophen, ibuprofen, blah, blah, blah. It's just that good.
Another thing that you can look at is white willow bark, which is actually where they discovered acetylsalicylic acid, which is aspirin. Now they synthesize it. But white willow bark is a great pain reliever. It does nothing for fevers, but it does for pain. But as we age, for some reason, muscles start becoming sore. My glutes are the primary problem that I have. And I don't know why it's my glutes, but they always feel like I just squatted 1,000 pounds. I get out of bed in the morning. It takes me a while to straighten up. And then once I'm straightened up, I'm fine. And the day goes on. But I can relate to this question. I think there's more that can be done for it. I'm actually looking at a couple shows in the near future of some things that may actually, instead of just helping you get rid of the pain, get rid of the problem entirely related to aging muscles. So, you know, that's something we can stay tuned to. But I feel you, man. I know what it's like. It's soreness. It's like it's a form of myalgia. You hear about women talking about fibromyalgia? Right. That's when they have pain all over their body. It's a form of myalgia. It's muscle pain. And there's no rhyme or reason why they hurt like that. It just, you can't figure it out.
There's also this, you know, the tendonitis and the other little dings that you get along the way.
Right.
You know, it's one thing when you get out of bed at night, say to go to the bathroom and you feel DOMS or delayed onset muscle soreness. It's quite another to get these nasty reminders that you're not 25 anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And so we're going to find an answer for that, I can promise you, because I don't like it. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question from Mike. Is it Gillarge? Is that how you pronounce his name?
It looks like Gillarge.
Gillarge. We're going to take one break. We'll be right back with his question. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated-to-win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
EFXsports.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. Mike Galar says, I recently came across a product called Escape by Westside Barbell. Wow. Appears to be a Phenibut. Phenibut at 250 milligrams a cap. Works pretty good to chill me out. But as I look around, it's horribly overpriced. I take these in place of alcohol if I'm going out, but find it useful if I'm injured too. Anything else I should be looking at?
Yeah, well, there are a couple things. First things first, though. Phenibut is GABA with a phenyl ring attached, a.k.a. phenyl GABA. And the reason they do that is it improves its ability to cross the blood-brain barrier. It was developed in Russia in the 1960s, and in fact, Soviet cosmonauts used it back in the day. And for all I know, they still use it. The reason being, unlike benzos, which impair motor function, the right amount of Phenibut, rather, will not. So that's important, whether you're conducting scientific experiments in space or, you know, if you're the designated driver for your buddies. So that's one of the nuances. The other one being it works on the GABA-B receptor, Phenibut, not GABA-A as traditional GABA does. And like I said before, it'll readily cross the blood-brain barrier, which in English means even if you've got a belly full of food, it's not going to get washed out. The only downer is that it doesn't share GABA's rather profound GH-boosting abilities, which include up to a 480% increase in biologically active GH when 3 grams are taken pre-workout. So, having said that, other quality options here include valerian root and kava-kava, both of which do an excellent job for what they are, taking the edge off. I find that these are all the more powerful when you take 2 to 400 milligrams, 1 or 2 tabs of Tagamet or cimetidide hydrochloride, about 15 minutes before. And I speculate, this is speculation, but, you know, it must tie up an enzyme in the liver that deactivates a lot of the valerian and kava, which gives it this much greater punch. Now, for what it's worth, a quality curcumin will do the same, and it's much safer. The problem is the price point differential between the two. It's ridiculous. But be that as it may, just how to use curcumin and these other items to accelerate fat loss, pain relief, even for so-called recreational purposes. I got a special report over on my website called Still Legal But Not For Long. It's under $10. And it's well worth the read because there are some things about cimetidide that you should be aware of. It potentiates the hell out of certain meds like caffeine and SSRIs. So you need to go in with both eyes open, so to speak. Like valerian and the others, there are compounds you can take with it, with that cimetidide, to make it stronger and last even longer. They are economical, effective, and legal for now anyway. One of them is currently on the DEA's drugs of concern list, though, so I'm not sure how much longer it's going to be an option. So here's the final word. You want these items to be a once-in-a-while type thing, not every day, because they are addictive. Maybe not in the classical sense, like street drugs, but, you know, certainly if it feels good, you want to do more and more of it. More importantly, you develop a tolerance then, and it goes sky high in short order. So in my book, it's all the more reason to have a short list of, let's say, 4 to 6 of these. They are healthier and more effective, in my opinion, than alcohol. But know this going in. There's also a reason they pose a risk. So, word to the wise, Mike.
What about kratom, stuff like that? Or CBD? Kratom's, even CBD, yeah. CBD oil is known to cause a relaxation effect without the euphoria from actual cannabis. What about those two?
Not familiar with the latter, but kratom was the drugs of concern list that the DEA's currently got a real, you know, got a real issue with. Yeah. It's just unfortunate as hell because kratom is a wonderful plant. It's an excellent analgesic. It is in any reasonable amount safe, but because these quote-unquote head shops are selling extracts and kids are getting stupid with it, well, you know, now you got GHB all over again.
Yeah, I can see that. Are they using kratom for like date rape type stuff and strong? And if you use enough of it?
No. Kratom's not going to knock you out like GHB. It's just kind of, it's a nice mellowing effect. Depending upon the strain, it works more on the mind or the body, sometimes both. It's interesting stuff.
I hear some good things about CBD oil, which is cannabidiol oil from the hemp plant. So it doesn't have the delta-9 THC molecule, so it doesn't cause euphoria, which is seen in when you use, you know, marijuana. But it's supposed to have some profound relaxation effects. People who have social anxiety seem to do well with it. People are using it as a sleep aid, too. So I have to believe that some experimentation with that may provide. You may have to mix it or stack it with something else. But I think I have a feeling that in the near future we're going to hear some good things about it as an alternative to drinking. As this guy is, you know, a lot of us don't want to drink alcohol. We're looking for a way to be socially relaxed, so to speak, but not consume alcohol. And I think there's going to be a lot of popular alternatives popping up very shortly. Let's take a quick commercial break. In the meantime, please go to CoachRobRegish.com and check out that report. It's how much is it? $9?
Yeah, it's $9.97.
Wow. There you go. Stay tuned. So. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net. or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Okay. Next question comes from a young lady named Sandra Bouvet, B-U-V-E-T. Is that how you'd pronounce that, Rob?
It's my guess.
I hear a lot of fat loss suggestions for men on this show, but very few for women. Since most women are trying to lose fat, can you address the difference?
Yeah, well, for my money, the truth of the matter is that fat loss for women, the recommendations parallel the same principles that they do in men. You know, caloric zigzagging, lactic acid tolerance training, even the same thermogenic recommendations all apply. The one caveat, right, is the female fat distribution pattern. Generally speaking, right, hips and glutes are the problem areas, versus in men, we tend to hold it in our lower abdomen. Yohimbe is a terrific, if not elegant, solution. I much prefer a topical versus oral if she makes it down to that finishing touch stage of the game. The matrix approach that I described earlier will give you an infinitely more appealing body, right, than the stair-stepper, rice cake, and celery stick crowd that robs women of their curves, right, depletes their energy, and it usually cripples their metabolism. It also results in less muscle, which most women, right, they don't seem to mind, except they also don't understand muscle is what gives them shape. Again, most, not all. Provided a female isn't dropping the ball with her diet, strength training is pure gold for what she's looking for, aesthetics. Wider shoulders, for example, that results in a smaller waist, looking waist, even if there's no physical reduction in waist size, lean, tone arms and thighs, round glutes, more energy to be a wife, mom, and coworker, etc. That conveys a significant advantage, in my opinion, versus the stringy look. And that assumes they're successful in the stringy, you know, they make it down that far. Most of them don't. I have never had a woman come to me and say, I want bigger arms, legs, or I want to bench, you know, 200 pounds. What they almost universally agree on is they want to look good at the beach, right, or in a bathing suit. And for what it's worth, there are plenty of men that fall into that category too. But with women, right, it's almost all about aesthetics. So I want to address a couple things. First, this is still prevalent out there amongst many women. I don't want to lift weights because I don't want to get too big mentality. I still hear that a lot. It drives me crazy. The fact is 99% of women don't have the hormonal profile, read testosterone, to build these grotesque amounts of muscle that they're envisioning. Even if they did, the amount of muscle you build is always under your control, right? There's no workout that sets muscle growth into irreversible, you know, growth mode. And I'm saying that because there's a perception out there that there is. And finally, this goes to the men out there. Be a little more appreciative, especially if you're a woman's working hard in the gym. Because if she loves you, cooks for you, is always there for you, and she's working hard in the gym on top of that, what more can you ask for? You know, Jen's up at 4:30 every morning. She's making her food for the day, mine. She's taking care of the dogs, the housework. And then she goes to train before work. Sometimes she trains after work. So if you're fortunate to have someone like that in your life, guys, you know what you have and show. Don't just tell her you appreciate it.
One other thing that women need to be aware of, Rob, and that is the role of estrogen in reducing body fat. It's a common misconception that estrogen increases body fat, and this was promoted by the bro science guys who thought anti-estrogens would actually reduce body fat. And in fact, it's anything but that. Research on both men and women shows that estrogen, especially estradiol, provides a lipolytic effect. One of the reasons that women start to gain body fat that they can't lose as they go through menopause is the body is trying to increase the estrogen production. And one of the ways to do that is by increasing aromatase enzyme. And aromatase enzyme stores itself in fat, so the body upregulates fat in an effort to produce estrogen because the ovaries are no longer doing their job. So if you're a woman of a certain age and you're finding it harder and harder to lose body fat, no matter what you do, caloric zigzagging, supplements, starving yourself, whatever, you may want to go see a doctor who prescribes HRT for women, bioidenticals, of course, and get your estrogen back up into a more youthful range. And you'll see that body fat go away. In fact, Rob, we did a show late last year about testosterone supplementation in men with and without an aromatase enzyme inhibitor, right, and the amount of fat loss. And the fact was that the guys who were not taking the AI while on testosterone were much leaner and had the ability to get leaner and stay leaner than the guys who were using the AIs.
The lesson I will never forget, because I learned it the hard way, was that men need a little bit of estrogen for sex drive. Because for a while there, ATD was on the market.
Yeah.
And it was a very, very powerful, I think, anti-estrogen. So powerful, I mean, it squashed it down to zero. And I'm sitting there wondering why, you know, you can watch some half-naked women walk by, very attractive ones, and you've got no interest. It was scary. Tendons, too. My tendons were, I was feeling it. It was like they were very taut, almost
right,
like I was going to pull it.
Yeah, estrogen is known to lubricate joints. Listen, let's go ahead and answer this question about Progenidrex, then we'll take our break a little late and come back with the blueprint tip of the day. How's that sound?
Cool.
Okay, so this question comes from Matt Hervey. He says, I just wrapped up my first run of Progenidrex, gained 6 solid pounds, got a lot stronger, actually lost a bit of the waist and feel on top of the world. You've done a good job explaining how it works in past episodes. What I want to know is, what, if anything, would you add to it to make it even better? I noticed that you don't do many reformulations, but new stuff is hitting the market all the time. Ever think about adding another ingredient?
You know, in a word, no. I wouldn't add or subtract anything. You know, big fan here of, if it's not broke, you don't fix it. As an example, just after Synthogen was introduced, I was asked to add something to boost tests, right, or growth hormone. And the person that was asking for this went on to say, man, listen, it'd be the ultimate all-in-one. He wouldn't need to buy a separate test and GH booster. He could put all his available money in the Synthogen. You know, as it is, he buys it by the case to this day. But he's also constantly putting this bug in my ear. The problem with changing a formula is there are several. Any of the following can does occur with alarming regularity. One, the new ingredient hurts. It doesn't help the design goal of the product. In the case of Synthogen, you know, I was shooting for a drug-free recovery agent, something that didn't touch your test or GH levels. Tested athletes care about that stuff. Two, the new ingredient hurts results that the product, you know, is known for. Hard to imagine more test or GH hurting things, but it's possible, right? And it would require another long round of sourcing, testing, right, and consumer education as to why we're making the switch. Three, cost. Every ingredient costs money, especially the top shelf stuff. Right, I at the end of the day, if I added more ingredients, my products, I'd be losing money, not making it. And then finally, perception. New and improved doesn't sound like it used to, because more often than not, if you've got a winner already, you're putting doubt into their minds as to what's wrong with the old stuff. You know, we also do, we always did Synthogen in black and white caps, always. And we had to face a tough choice on one batch because we were out of stock. We either do it in just white caps or we don't do it at all. Wait for the black and white ones. Well, we ran 188 bottles of just the white caps. And as soon as they went out, the angry phone calls started pouring in. My God, you'd think we ship rabbit pellets to these folks, right? They were concerned it wasn't the same stuff. They got a counterfeit batch. I remember one guy said it smelled different. Yeah, and this was before they even started using it. So I can honestly tell you those 188 bottles caused us more headaches than anything we've done before or since. So perception is important. For those and other reasons, you're not going to see ingredient changes to Synthogen, Progenadrix, Tranquilogen, whatever. You may see us bumping up the strength of an existing active, but even, you know, that's only happened once. We don't crow a lot about it.
You know, I agree with you. If it's not broke, don't fix it. And if you're going to do that, just come out with a new product, right? New label, Amen. New name, new SK. I mean, just start from scratch. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. And when we come back, Rob will deliver the blueprint tip of the day. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenadrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenadrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenadrex.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince.
since 1935.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole all testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So, Rob, I've heard you've taken a big gamble lately. What's that about?
I just let the dogs back in. It's starting to rain outside. So
is that what it was?
If you hear some barking, I'll try to go to my safe
room. You're like Jack LaLanne. Jack LaLanne used to have his two German Shepherds on the show with him, remember?
They're great jaw dogs, man. Love them.
Okay, so to come back to a topic that we really talked about briefly a second ago, and that is getting older, injuries, and how to overcome, what do you want to share?
Well, a couple things. You know, this past year, I've been riddled with injuries, more in the last 6 months, I can honestly say, than my entire life. You know, I turned 45 in January, and it was worse than when I turned 40 insofar as these little aches and pains are concerned. So what I'd like to do is, number one, share with you how to avoid these mistakes, and some of them were mistakes. Number two, tell you what you can do about it, because it's not a matter of if you get hurt in this game. It's a matter of when. And having a plan makes all the difference in your confidence level, performance, and your outlook on life versus not having one, okay? So with that being said, a little retrospective, my lower back has given me issues since I was 19 or 20, you know, which is simply a consequence of too many squats and deadlifts. The great news is this. My lower back hasn't felt this good in a long time. So that's a load off my mind. What began as a touch, just a touch, of tendonitis in my right elbow, though, has morphed into this constant ache, unless I'm in there breaking up scar tissue every now and then. And I do that by simply applying some cocoa butter to the arm, bicep and the tricep, a little bit to the forearm, and then I run a butter knife over it. And what it feels like I'm squishing train tracks underneath, which is scar tissue. You're breaking up scar tissue. Try that pre and post exercise. It's free, and it really helps. Now, how did I incur that injury? In all honesty, I don't remember one specific event or exercise that did it. And if that's true for you too, then it's usually a sign of overuse syndrome or overtraining. Now, I can still work with it. I just can't open the throttle up. Is that a bad thing? Not necessarily. I'm right side dominant anyway, which means I can work the weak arm to bring it up to par. In fact, I can now do more one-arm push-ups with my left arm versus my right. More recently, I pulled a hamstring during wind sprints. I sprint, frankly, because I can move incredibly fast over short distances, but I suck at anything beyond, 400 meters or whatever. Big, flat spatula feet add to that effect. Sprinting's great for calves, too, but nevertheless, I made a stupid mistake. Inadequate warm-up and not enough stretching. So that was a self-induced kind of lesson learned. Within a month's time, good news, it's healed up 100%. In fact, now I have much greater flexibility now than I ever have. The latest is my knee, right? Some severely bruised ligaments as a result of learning how to wrestle. Right knee went down hard on the ground, not the mat, unfortunately, and a week later, I still have some swelling and some pretty sharp pain from time to time. But I'm using this time, right, to order the right kind of mats, which I should have in the first place, so that when my trainer Ed and I get going, we'll be ready. And I'm going to order, for the record, the thickest mats I can find, because Ed's probably 245, 250. He knows how to use his weight against you, your weight against you, and I wouldn't be surprised if he knows how to use the ref's weight against you. One thing that I have come to appreciate about wrestling and any outside activity from the weight room, the amount of rotational and dynamic force in sports in general is a whole nother ball game versus the weight room. So just be aware when you pick up that softball bat or whatever else it is that you're doing, you're entering an arena where the likelihood of injury is much, much greater. So otherwise, I'm learning as much as I can about the knee, how much alike it is, for example, with the shoulder. They're wonderfully flexible joints, but you pay a price for that flexibility. Namely, they're easier to injure. Finally, I have more downtime right now to give back. And one of the things I did this past Saturday was Jen and I finally went about 30 miles away from here where I used to live, moved my reverse hyper and some other equipment to our new gym. And it was just sitting up there. It wasn't doing anybody any good. And now it's in a place where it's going to help people fix bad backs. It's going to strengthen good ones. And it's going to allow other people to work on their posterior chain with no vertical loading of the spine. The same thing that kind of befell me at a young age. There comes a time when your body will fail you too. It can happen anytime, but the odds increase as you age. And there are no guarantees you will fully recover. I still can't squat or deadlift heavy without risking major injury. So I use the hip belt and I perform top range rack pulls. Or in the case of this knee, I'll body weight squat and then build up my reverse hypers. You can too. All right. Whatever it is, you can do the same. It's this giving back part that I need you to work on, because even in the best of times, you'll have more free time than training time, at least you should, out of the gym time. And all it takes is one tip to a younger kid maybe someone your age or someone even older, right, to keep your fires lit. You may even get the tables turned on you, as one old-timer recently did to me. So I'm in there, and I get the ball rolling by explaining the merits of these herbal anti-inflammatories and how they're so much better and safer than NSAIDs. Then I launch into the various grades of whey protein, their superior bioavailability, et cetera. Then I started to launch into essential amino acids until he stopped me cold with this one. We used to just lift, then had a steak.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, sometimes...
When times were simple.
Yeah. I mean, just got to listen to what he's saying, son. Suck it up and don't overcomplicate things. Just get back in here on your own terms.
Yeah. All good advice. And you're right. You know, I was just thinking about that this morning. I was thinking, you know, I didn't think it was going to happen to me. I didn't think I was going to be the one who would start to feel the changes in my body. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm blessed to be able to continue to train as hard as I do. I really am. But, you know, I don't talk about my own perils on the show very much because that's not what this show is about. But I am facing challenges on a day-to-day basis. Some of the same challenges that most of the people in the audience are facing from maybe genetic things I've inherited from my parents that I could have negotiated around had I taken better care of myself at a younger age and started to do what I'm doing and what I've been doing for the past, you know, 15 years earlier. But more importantly, you're right. Your body just starts to, it's so subtle. It happens so slowly. And then all of a sudden you find yourself living with pain. And that becomes the new norm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying because I'm living it right now. And look, nobody's saying you can't come back from this. You did, I will, et cetera, et cetera. It's just that, in my case anyway, once one thing heals up, boom.
Something else gets hurt.
Something else goes. So, you know, keep fighting the good fight. And no one understand that. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and have these strategies in your back pocket so that you too can walk forward with confidence.
There you go. Rob Regish, as always, thank you for a great Blueprint Power Hour. And please go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more. And that report sounds pretty cool.
It really is. I mean, it opens the door to a kind of a different world than three of these chill pills and relaxation agents, I call them.
All right, we will see you next week, Rob.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about saturated fat again. Is it true that it could actually do direct damage to heart muscle? We're going to get to the bottom of this in the next segment. Stay tuned. You're listening to Supreme Radio. Our title sponsor is All American Pharmaceutical, All American EFX Sports. You can learn more about them by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking one of the banner ads. We'll be right back.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbaline is the answer. Carbaline is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbaline right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbaline.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbaline.com. GetCarbaline.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get 2 bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So, the discussion about saturated fat continues to rage on. It was evil, then it was our friend, then it was evil, then it was our friend, and we're going to contribute more to that discussion right now as we look at oil or fat, saturated fatty acids, and how they may directly damage heart muscle. I have two guests joining me today. We have Dr. Anna Blumenthal-Perry. Hello, Dr. Blumenthal-Perry.
Hello.
Hello. And then we have Dr. Nicholas Bousset. How are you, Dr. Bousset?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
And thank you for joining us today. This is obviously an important discussion. So whoever wants to pick up this first question, please feel free to do so. What were you trying to answer with this particular study?
Well, I guess that would be directed towards me since it was my study. Well, our interests are in the mechanisms of diabetic cardiomyopathy because it is well known that diabetic patients have elevated lipids accumulating within the heart. And that doesn't mean within the blood vessels of the heart, but within the cardiomyocytes themselves. So that's the difference, because when you have an accumulation of lipid within the blood vessels, then it can lead to occlusion, which leads to a heart attack or myocardial infarction. But we are more interested in the lipotoxic mechanisms that are ongoing within the cardiomyocytes, the cells that are responsible for the contraction of the heart. So what we did is we used we evaluated the effect of the two most common fatty acids in human diets, which are palmitate, a saturated fatty acid, which is what we show is a toxic to the cardiomyocytes, as opposed to oleate, the most abundant monounsaturated fatty acid. And that showed that it was not only non-toxic, but it was actually protective. So if we added palmitate, it would kill the cardiomyocytes, whereas if we added palmitate, or if we added just oleate, there was no stress effect. And then if we added oleate and palmitate together, again, there was no stress effect. So the oleate was protecting against the palmitate, the saturated fatty acid.
Okay.
And we use that as a model to try to understand what's going on in the diabetic heart.
Now, this is very important to a question that I have. So this is the diabetic heart. We know that the environment of the diabetic patient is much different than that of a person who is not diabetic. So is saturated fat dangerous in the diabetic model but not in the normal person who does not have high insulin levels, high blood sugar levels?
Okay, well, that's an important distinction. What we used as a model were primary cardiomyocytes derived from heart, okay? And these hearts weren't diabetic.
Okay.
So the palmitate is toxic to cardiomyocytes regardless of whether they come from a diabetic heart or from a non-diabetic heart. But you have to keep in mind that this is a model, an in vitro model, where we look at cardiomyocytes, only cardiomyocytes in culture. This is not a diabetic human where, first of all, diet is composed of many different fatty acids. Even though oleate and palmitate are the most abundant, there's still many others. There's so many other factors going on in a heart as opposed to cells in culture. So you have to understand there's a distinction between the two. We use one model to try to predict what's going on in a diabetic heart, but you have to keep in mind that it has limitations.
So, exactly. But and that was actually my next question, and I can actually direct this to Dr. Blumenthal Perry if you'd like. So is this an indictment on all saturated fat? We hear a lot in the media today and within the scientific community that there are some quote-unquote good saturated fats. Coconut oil has become kind of the saint, the patron saint of saturated fats. Is this an indictment on all saturated fats?
I don't think we can answer that. I think we just have to study each system separately, because sometimes the phenomena we're finding are common to all of the cell types and all of the responses, and sometimes it's just specific. So I think at this point we just have to very carefully check them all and in each particular system,
okay,
and only then we will know the answers.
Okay, and that's very moderate and appreciable opinion of this. So we don't want people to go and say, you know, all saturated fat is evil, it's bad. But at the same time, we want people to understand that there could be something at play here. And as Dr. Bousquet just pointed out, some of these damning effects of saturated fat were mitigated by the inclusion of the polyunsaturated fats, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's actually a monounsaturated.
Okay, I understand. Thank you for the correction.
Oleate. Yeah, so oleic acid, oleate. It was actually remarkable in that a relatively small fraction of a molar fraction of oleate could protect completely against palmitate. So it was an interesting find.
The endoplasmic reticulum is a very important. Is it an organelle? Correct me, because I'm not a scientist. But is that what it is? Is it considered an organelle?
It is a specific compartment within a cell. It's an organelle.
Okay.
It's kind of it has its own membrane.
Okay.
And what the Dr. Bousquet research showed that basically the fats that we are eating can affect how this membrane, how the wall of this compartment is built.
Right. Now, the endoplasmic reticulum is a very, very important component of the cell. It assembles amino acids and folds these proteins, and they become messengers in between cells. So it can be thought of as a communication network or communication, a part of a communication system. And we've done shows on the endoplasmic reticulum. When stress is applied to it, it starts to misfold proteins. These proteins can actually become plaque. It is thought that the plaque found in neurological disorders like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease have a component contributed to by these misfolded proteins. Do we see that phenomenon when the stress of the saturated fat is present in this particular model?
I think it's a little bit too early to answer that, because basically here we see that it affects the membrane of this compartment, and for some reason it's disbalanced the protein synthesis and folding. And it's also prevent, and Dr. Bousset probably can explain even more about this. Usually it's like alarm from this compartment, the stress signaling. And this alarm can be good because the cell has means to repair the damage. Mm-hmm. So what happened in cardiac muscle, when we eat saturated fat, it does not allow this alarm stress system to do good.
Ah.
It's actually blocks the good part of the system by destroying good proteins that's supposed to let the system to work normally. And what happened that instead of this alarm become too loud and too strong, and it eventually leads to apoptosis. And at this point, we don't know whether it leads to apoptosis through multiple aggregated protein or just through different apoptotic signaling. Maybe Dr. Bousset already has additional data about this.
Dr. Bousset?
Well, it's actually a very complicated issue, and not something that can really be answered in a few sentences. The exact mechanism of cell death and whether it is truly mediated through ER stress is still a question, an open question. It's definite. There is no question that palmitate does lead to ER stress, and that is associated with a great degree of cell death. Now, is it? Because so ER stress starts out as a homeostatic mechanism to try to compensate for some sort of stress stimuli, mm-hmm. and then by activating a bunch of protective enzymes and proteins, it tries to heal itself, let's say.
Right.
And then if the stress stimuli is too strong or too persistent, then that protective signal turns into a destructive one, okay, and then leads to apoptosis. Now, my research showed that palmitate definitely induced ER stress. Is that the cause of cell death? Is the ER stress the cause of cell death? It's still an open question.
Mm-hmm.
Does the ER stress that the palmitate causes lead to an accumulation of unfolded proteins? Again, we did not check that specifically, so I cannot comment on that, but I wouldn't be surprised if it does.
Because one of the questions I had, which we just kind of segued into gently, is we know that all things that cause stress are not necessarily bad. We know more and more about hormetins and the science of hormesis, where these stresses can actually be beneficial and produce a stronger, let's say in this case, ER, for instance. But that wouldn't happen in vitro, right? Because there are other things, systems missing that may play a role in that. But we may see that in vivo. Is that plausible?
Well, Anna, did you want to comment on that?
Well, I think that within organisms it can be a little different, but what kind of thought now is that basically the initial protective stress response can be beneficial, but this stress response could not last for long. Because how the system is built, it's giving short window to repair the damage and reestablish homeostasis. So if the stress is too long, and we don't know at this point, but how long it's needed, what is making switch, then it becomes mostly pro-apoptotic because cell just can't function under all these restricted conditions. And to what I see as an editor of the journal in the article of Dr. Bousset, that this protective window seems impaired because some proteins that were upregulated or supposed to be upregulated, they are destroyed. So it's already kind of bad prognostic science. We still have to research it more, but it already tells you that this protective window, even short one, already jeopardized somehow.
Okay. Okay.
Dr. Bousset, what is your ideas?
Yes. Well, we actually showed that an important protective chaperone protein called GRP78,
yeah,
for glucose-regulated protein 78, was actually post-transcriptionally downregulated. So at the mRNA level, there was an increase in expression, but we showed that the protein didn't increase alongside its mRNA levels, suggesting there was a direct targeting of this protein, and we give evidence that it's done through the ubiquitin proteasome pathway. So that, you know, other studies have shown that if you remove GRP78, it will cause cell death, and then if you overexpress it, it will protect cells from different stresses. So that's definitely a contributing factor, no doubt. Is it the only factor at play? Unlikely, but it's definitely a contributing factor.
I want to take a break. When we come back, we'll also give the name of the publisher and give them the credit that they deserve, and I have more questions. We're talking right now about the role of saturated fat in potentially causing cardiomyocyte death, death to heart muscle cells. It's an important discussion, especially since there's this big movement afoot right now to embrace saturated fat. And like all things in our society, we're like a pendulum. We either are too far to the right or too far to the left, and really the role of science is help us find the middle. We'll be talking more about this when we come back. Stay tuned.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin. Human by Rev Genetics today.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Have you tried Carbalin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbalin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink. Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbalin is the answer. Carbalin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbalin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbalin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbalin.com. GetCarbalin.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Vitalform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about the ratios of fructose to glucose and how they impact reward-related behavior. Right now, we're talking about saturated fat and its role in damaging the heart. We're on the air today with Dr. Nicholas Bossette and Dr. Anna Blumenthal-Perry. Dr. Perry, would you like to also plug the publisher of the research before we go back into some questions here?
Yes, I would like to thank our scientific publisher, De Gruyter, which is the old, very well-respected and established publisher coming from 1750s, and for the opportunity it gave us carefully choose good, high-quality research that we can publish. Thank you.
So right now there is a growing trend for a ketogenic diet for a variety of reasons. In fact, here in the United States, the Food and Drug Administration has approved ketogenic diets for the treatment of epilepsy and seizure, even in young children. We have two very good universities working on ketogenic diets and cancer with amazing results. We are seeing ketogenic diets affecting cognitive function in the brain by those who suffer from Alzheimer's disease. And so there is a large movement to embrace a diet that is between 3 and 4 parts saturated fat to 1 part combined carbohydrate and protein in order to produce ketones for the body to run on. And there is even groups out there who say ketogenic diets are better for the heart. They lower triglycerides and small, dense LDL particles. They raise HDL. They obviously can help to reverse, in those who can be reversed, type 2 diabetes. All these great things we hear about this emerging diet. And like most things, we don't know everything we need to know about it. How does your research play in to that type of trend right now, do you think, Dr. Bossette?
sorry. I think my research is very specific. It was studying the effects of saturated fatty acids specifically on cardiomyocytes in a cell culture model to try to extrapolate my work into whether ketogenic diets are beneficial or not. It would be non-prudent. There are so many different factors when you're considering a whole organism, including how fats are taken in, how they're absorbed, how they're converted by the liver. All of these factors change what cardiomyocytes are actually exposed to. So I can say that specifically saturated fatty acids can be toxic to cardiomyocytes. And my interest is this what's going on in a diabetic heart that has more lipids accumulating? Mm-hmm. You know, I was interested in whether a ketogenic diet. I'm not a nutritionist, so I would have no idea I couldn't answer that sort of question. All I can say is that I believe that saturated fatty acids can be very toxic to cardiomyocytes, but this cannot be extrapolated necessarily to a whole organism that has many different complexities.
And so will you be doing future research in vivo then?
Oh, we are ongoing, and you know that's another important factor. We have ongoing studies with mice being fed high fat diets, and they develop ER stress in the heart. But interestingly, these diets have both saturated and unsaturated fatty acids. Mm-hmm. But something to keep in mind is that this is a long term model. So these mice are fed for weeks to months on this high-fat diet, as opposed to my in vitro study that we're specifically citing here today. These cells were treated from between 4 and 24 hours. So it's a much different sort of model, a different context.
So as we come to the end of the interview, what do you hope, I guess, both clinicians and lay people take away from your research?
That the key is that lipids or lipotoxicity is an important pathological phenomenon in diabetic cardiomyopathy, and my interest is not to implicate solely saturated fatty acids, but my interest is in determining the mechanisms involved of lipotoxicity, mm-hmm. how they affect the heart, and how can we use that information to develop new therapeutic modalities that would benefit diabetic patients.
Okay. I want to thank you both for being on the air today. Very, very interesting research. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Take care. All right, so we're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, the discussion is going to change to sugar, fructose, and glucose ratios, and how they influence reward behaviors, because this is obviously something that the food industry has capitalized on for a long time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Have you tried Carbaline yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbaline, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink.
Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. You know, obesity has been on the rise and really got very, very ramped up when the low-fat mantra started to drive the types of foods that were being produced. When fat is removed, a lot of the flavor and even mouthfeel of foods changes. And so what many manufacturers realized that is if you just added more sugar, you could overcome some of these taste challenges in foods. And so the types of sugars that found their ways into food and the amount of sugars that found their way into foods is clearly one of the contributing factors to obesity today. This next discussion is going to be really interesting from a psychological standpoint. We know we've talked about reward-related behaviors in the past. What role different types of sugars play in this phenomenon? My guest is Dr. Francesco Leary. How you doing, Dr. Leary?
I'm doing well. What about you?
Very good, very good. And so what questions were you attempting to answer in this particular research?
Well, we were interested in determining whether different ratios of fructose and glucose change the reward-related behaviors. And after consumption, whether they engender different changes in the brain and in the body. We looked at the liver, changes that would be consistent with the kind of modification that we also see, at least in the brain, after exposure to drugs of abuse. These experiments are done in laboratory animals. And the question, the important question, is the ratio, because rarely in our food we find pure, only pure fructose or only pure glucose. Typically some kind of a mix between the two.
Right.
And one of the examples is high fructose corn syrup, where there is a higher ratio of fructose versus glucose. And then our regular table sugar is 50% and 50%. So the question is, can 10% difference, 5% difference, 30% difference in these ratios matters to behavior into the brain?
And as far as behaviors and the brain, we're really talking about the urge to overeat, right? So if you eat something and you feel some sense of satiety, but it's momentary and fleeting, then you look to eat again, right?
Well, yeah, this would be the implications. Although what we did in our study with the animals, we didn't mix the sugars with their food. Animals had their own food, which has no sugar, and then they also had sugar side by side. So it was a free choice. In other words, they were not food restricted. It was some kind of a situation where you have your dessert always on your side. And the question is, how much of that dessert are you going to be consuming? How much of that sweet are you going to be consuming? And what is your behavior looks like, and what's going to happen to your brain and to your liver after you had enough time to consume that sugar on the side.
Wow, that's amazing, because I would imagine that if you get the ratios just right, the little animals would forego the chow completely and just eat the sugar.
Well, it turns out that rats are pretty good at not doing that.
Really?
Unlike us. They have a surprisingly effective way of managing their caloric intake. So when you give them sugar, they do consume sugar. They like it pretty much like us. They consume it on a regular basis. And then they get to a certain point where they reach their preferred level, if you can put it this way. And then at the same time, they reduce the amount of regular food that they eat. So overall, the amount of calories that they ingest per day is not necessarily altered. It's just that where the calories are coming from that changes.
Wow, that's pretty cool. We need to be more like the little rats, I think.
Okay. I think we should be.
I know.
But what we find is that whatever sugar they consume on the side, it does make a difference. So at the end of our experiments, the rats that are consuming the sugar are not necessarily larger in terms of weight, but their body composition is different. So the more sugar they put in, the more fat they develop. So overall, they're not much bigger, but that's also because our studies only last usually a month or a month and a half or things of the sort. But their fat to I guess muscle and organ ratio does change.
Wow.
So So they try to balance calories, but not all calories are the same, and at the end of the line, it does make a difference.
Okay, so talk about how was this study designed? What were the ratios that you saw in play here?
Yeah, well, we did several experiments in this particular series of studies that we published, and we have done much more. But in what we published recently, the first experiment we ordered from a supplier of pellets, sugar pellets for rats. Different type of pellets, and we had a pellet, one pellet where the ratio was was in favor of fructose, so there was about 70% fructose and the rest was glucose, and another type of pellet where the ratio was almost equal between the two. So those were produced commercially. And then eventually we wanted to have a pure glucose and a pure fructose, but it turns out that it's very difficult to produce these pellets for rat experiments. In the second experiment, we actually purchased high fructose corn syrup from the States, and we essentially started to make comparisons, taking the high fructose corn syrup, 100% pure, whatever, it's 55 formula, then we diluted it down, and then we compare it to a solution that was made with regular sucrose. We made solutions with the same caloric value, so per ml, per ounce, the same number of calories. And then we also had a solution of saccharin, which is sweet, but doesn't have any calories. So then the rest of the experiments essentially was to put in tests what the animals would do in when they had access to these different solutions. In the first experiment, the animal have to ask, they run on a special apparatus, and then nose poke to get little pellets.
Mm-hmm.
In the other experiment, we used a procedure that we developed. It requires a minimal surgical procedure, but we essentially implant a cannula that ends up directly into the mouth of the animal, and then we put them in a special apparatus where they can press a lever, exactly what you learned from psychology classes.
So right.
They press a lever, and they get an infusion of sweet directly into their mouth. And the third type of preparation, experimental preparation, is the simplest one you can imagine, where we put bottles with sugar in their own cages, and then they have access to drinking it 24 hours a day.
Okay, so let's talk about your results. What did you find as far as ratios that seem to promote a preference to eat more of the sugar and less of their chow?
Yeah. Okay, well, the bottom line is that even let's just consider high fructose corn syrup, which is probably the one that we can relate. We all have it in our food. I actually tasted it because we get big barrels, and it's really good.
Right.
I mean, it tastes really good. It's a very nice type of sweet, at least to me, to my human palate. So high fructose corn syrup and sucrose, 55% formula, I repeat again, at the same caloric value, you give it to the animals, rats behave differently. It is different to the animal. The behavior is completely different, consistently different. For as long as we tested it, the animals with, 30 days, 40 days, we had different experiments, it was always different. And the major difference, which is counterintuitive, is that the animals tend to consume more of sucrose rather than of high fructose corn syrup. Hmm. So in terms of number of milliliters that they drink when they can, they drink more sucrose than a solution made with high fructose corn syrup.
So
that's counterintuitive.
So sucrose is 50-50, sucrose is 50-50, right?
That's correct. It's a 50% fructose, 50% glucose bond. Yeah.
So did you have a preparation that was higher in glucose than fructose?
Oh no, but that was in the first experiments, and we did have that there. Yes, so same results. The animals drink more of it, eat more of it. The more glucose there is, and the more they eat of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but there's a twist to this. The twist is the following. We know why that happens. So when you give them 3 hours access, so you can study the behavior over a certain period of time, when the animals, as soon as they have access, both groups consume as much as they can. Okay?
Right.
And as the time passes by, the animals that are consuming the high fructose corn syrup, so higher fructose levels, they essentially drop down. And you can see them stopping. They don't stop completely, but they slow down quite significantly after an hour and a half. While animals that are consuming glucose and fructose at the same ratio, sucrose, they keep going for a period of time, so for longer, for about 2 hours, and then they kind of stop. Okay?
Okay.
Now, it's important to understand that this kind of results is what we observe when we do the same studies with drugs. Cocaine, heroin, we get exactly the same effect. That is, if the animals are self-administering, let's say, cocaine intravenously, same preparation, but it goes in their veins rather than their mouth, and they take a certain number of infusions per hour, if you increase the dose of the drug, the animal will end up taking less because they're adjusting the amount that they obtain. So when we saw that effect, we said, whoa, this could be that essentially, as soon as you increase the amount of fructose to glucose, you make the solution more potent as a reinforcer.
And they need less.
And they need less.
Because there's a level in there somewhere in the brain that says, this is all I need.
That's
I'm
right.
done now. And so
right.
the reality is it looks like they want more glucose because they're consuming more, but they need to consume more because the real target is the fructose.
That's right.
Wow.
And we know that that's a likely explanation because when we extracted the brain and we looked at particular markers that are usually associated with addictive behaviors, there are differences. And of the three solutions, because our control group was saccharin, where they take it, but not as much. So they are really after the calories. When we looked at the brains, the greater changes are in the animals that were self-administering high fructose corn syrup.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, in comparison
okay.
to control.
We have to take a break. I've got more questions. This
sure.
is really interesting. All right. So we're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to come back with Dr. Francesco O'Leary to talk more about the role of sugars and their ratios in reward-related behavior. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Have you tried Carbolin yet? It's what the pros use. At EFX Sports, we know athletes and we know what it takes to safely fuel their performance. That's why we created Carbolin, the ultimate formulated to win carbohydrate drink.
Whether you want to quickly carb load before a big competition or you want to recover faster after a workout, Carbolin is the answer. Carbolin is sugar-free, gluten-free, and caffeine-free. Best of all, you can try Carbolin right now absolutely free. Just head over to GetCarbolin.com and sign up to receive a free sample of this amazing carbohydrate formula. Once again, that's GetCarbolin.com. GetCarbolin.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Francesco Leary. We're talking about the role of different types of sugars in reward-related behavior. You know, Dr. Leary, this is actually the this is a theory of why people overeat in the first place. The body is looking for a certain amount of protein, and if you're eating a something like a potato chip that has 34 grams of carbohydrates a serving and 6 grams of protein, the body will continue to eat more and more potato chips until it finds the level of protein it wanted to get. And those who agree with this say that's why if you eat protein, as you know, if you eat a high protein diet, there's an increased level of satiety because the body is happy. It has what it needs, and it's constantly trying to find that. So let's talk about the fructose and sucrose and glucose for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a single bout. What about after they have reached their level of satisfaction?
Mm-hmm.
How fast do what is the recidivism rate? What is the rate of reload where they go, oh, you know, I'm hungry again now. Let me do that again.
Mm. Well, this is I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
We did not do those particular studies, so I cannot give you a precise answer to that. Now, it's important though to remember that these animals are not hungry. These are not animals that need to consume any of the sugars. They're not necessarily food restricted. These animals consume it for other reasons, and the reasons must be because, like humans, if we get stimulations of particular regions of the brain, then we will keep doing whatever gives us a stimulation. So it's yes, it's satiety, yes, but it's satiety more from a psychological point of view rather than a certain level of proteins or a certain level of insulin or certain level of ghrelin or leptin. We, in fact, know that, at least in the rats, fructose, pure fructose, has no effect on insulin. Mm-hmm. So we've tested it ourselves. So glucose increases it, but pure fructose doesn't.
Right.
So we get the feeling that, we cannot rule mechanisms out, and this is essentially what we're going after now. We're trying to find out what the signal may be. My background is in substance abuse.
Right.
And the same thing happens with other drugs. So there seems to be a level of psychological satiety, that is obviously related to true satiety in terms of food consumption.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's obviously bypassed by drugs of abuse because, I mean, clearly they don't do anything to your in terms of caloric value, of course.
Right.
But still doesn't make the process not important. I think we think that it's actually quite important, and that's what we're trying to study now.
So theoretically, because fructose is really a step away from being converted to glucose, it must be metabolized by the liver, and quite often it's stored in the liver before it's metabolized.
Right.
It doesn't show up in the bloodstream very quickly, and is the reason why doctors tell their diabetic patients that fructose is a better choice than table sugar because it doesn't cause an immediate rise in blood sugar and it does not stimulate insulin production.
That's right.
But that in and of itself may be why the body
goes,
wow, we haven't had enough yet. We're looking for sugar in the bloodstream. We taste it. It's on our tongue, but it's not showing up in the bloodstream.
That's right. And so I think that the argument that you're getting at is very similar to also those non-caloric sweeteners. What we're discussing here is a very, very similar type of process. It's a learning process that, of course, influences what our body does. And the bottom, the simple version of it, the way I think about it, is that if the body learns to consume something that is sweet, which has very little caloric value and little effects on metabolic systems in the body, it will treat all sugars, all sweets in the same way eventually. So even then, when you're exposed to something that is sweet but is calorically meaningful or that has higher level of glucose, in a normal animal, a normal without that, those kind of experiences, there will be an homeostatic mechanism to balance the intake.
Mm-hmm.
But in an organism that has had repeated exposure to fooling sugars, if you will allow me to use this term,
right,
then the body will not be capable to respond in the right way. The body has to be retrained to respond properly to a sweet solution that has particular metabolic impacts.
See, and so what this says to me is that people who drink the occasional diet soda, mm-hmm, and the occasional regular soda because they feel like, well,
mm-hmm,
they may actually have worse of a predicament because the body is so confused. Sometimes it tastes sweet and nothing shows up.
Yeah,
sometimes it tastes sweet and a little something shows up. Sometimes it tastes sweet and an hour later something shows up. So the body doesn't know. It's completely metabolically deranged in how, what to do with what's sweet.
It could be, at least this is the type of data that animal experiments are showing, not ours, but other people have been doing this kind of work, and they found very interesting results. And it's related to learning, essentially. The body learns, and what you have is the product of your learning, essentially, at the metabolic level as well, and the behavior, of course, because we have found differences. Animals that were exposed to high fructose corn syrup, and eventually you switch it to sucrose, their behavior is different. It's actually very different than animals that have sucrose exposure for the first time. Yes.
What about animals that get a feeding tube and the sugar is delivered directly into the stomach and they don't taste it? What do we see there?
Those are very interesting studies that have been done to explore specifically what happens when you bypass their mouth.
Right.
Well, let me tell you one thing. The reason why those studies are done is because because everybody knows that the mouth sensations is a confounding element in feeding. Okay, taste, put it this way, it's a confounding element. And I'll probably agree, but I would think that it is something that should not be removed from the equation. And that's because we have done some pharmacological manipulations. We train animals to self-administer intraorally, that we're talking about intraorally,
right,
high fructose corn syrup, and we get a certain amount of intake. We then stimulated their noradrenergic and dopaminergic system with a particular drug that is actually used for smoking sensation.
Wellbutrin?
Diben.
Yeah.
Bupropion.
Right.
And what we found is like a large increase in intake. And then we substituted saccharin for high fructose corn syrup, so now no more calories. And the large increase in intake was also seen after the drug treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line here is that the taste plays an important learned role in how we eat. And removing that component essentially removes possibly a reason why we overeat.
Mm-hmm.
It may be related to the hedonic responses that are processed, they're initiated and processed also through the taste.
Yeah, because I have to believe.
You know, from a point of view of nutrition, it's probably very important, but
I have to
from
believe,
a point of view of, yeah, sorry.
I have to believe that the mouth is the early warning system. So, you know, it tells
yes.
the body, hey, sugar's coming. And the pancreas
yes.
goes, oh, sugar's coming. Let's start producing insulin now, not
You're
later.
Happy.
Let's
yep.
get ready. It's like the mouth is the preemptive yep. portion of the digestive process.
Yeah, and don't forget, something is happening in the brain as well while the pancreas is releasing insulin. And it's not that, you know, we know that the insulin can act on the brain, but here we're talking about systems that are active in parallel. So as the taste is getting perceived, there is something going on in the brain, and those regions that are activated at that point in time are those regions that are involved in motivation,
yes,
in approach, in learning and memory.
Because when a drug addict thinks about going and copping, going and getting their drugs, they already start to sense the feelings of euphoria that the drugs bring about. I mean, look at, you know, a Pavlovian experiment wasn't just about how you can program, but the fact that those dogs started to salivate meant that there were signals in the brain even before food was presented.
Oh, yeah. Those are conditional responses, and thanks to imaging that we have now in human subjects, and we know very well that's being demonstrated, which you show cues associated with drugs and food, by the way.
Yes.
Drug cues associated with, and you get these neural responses that are between drugs and food are pretty much very similar to each other.
How many times have you smelled something or you smelled your mother's of cooking? And you thought of a Christmas when you were 6 years old. It stimulates memory recall because these senses trigger brain responses. They're preemptive in nature. It's brilliant. It's fast. So the bottom line is what we thought is still true, that fructose seems to be the driving force for overconsumption as it relates to sugar intake, the stimulation of sugars, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It may be, but we also have to look at the reality, and the reality is that our foods contain everything. They contain too much of all the sugars. And personally, I wouldn't necessarily blame obesity onto a particular, particular compound. I would think that it's a complex systems going on. That said, if you question whether the ratio fructose to glucose matters, the answer is yes, it does.
There you go.
So I wouldn't single out one versus the other, it does make a difference.
Dr. Leary, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Sure. Thank you for having me. Take care.
All right, so there you have it. So we've covered two good topics today, dietary sugar, and we talked about saturated fat. And the first hour, we had Rob Regish on to do the Blueprint Power Hour so that you train more. Well-rounded show. I want to thank our title sponsor, All-American EFX, Sports, All-American Pharmaceuticals. Go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about their products. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
There are a few